This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:07. It is Friday morning. It's Friday. I'm probably not going to dwell on the fact that it's Friday all day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
It's probably not going to happen. I'll probably forget, you know.
Good. I'll keep you entertained with other topics. You
make me sad that we're not working next week.
Okay.
By being your usual amazing self. I'm sure I'll totally forget about it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for spring interns, so let's make a last ditch plea for this right before we go on vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Please send your resume and cover letter to usette@radioalice.com. That's right. You can just email it to us. No spelling mistakes, please. You're not doing yourself any favors if you do that. You got to be over 18, and you have to be able to get college credit for it.
Yeah.
So, but we'd love to have you. We're really sorry to see our current batch go. Good kids.
You might want to make sure and spell the host's name correctly.
Right. U-Z-E-T-T.
No, I'm talking your name and Vinny's name.
Well, Salad and Bonnie also work.
With an H.
I'm not worried.
And Vinny with an I-E.
It's fine. It's a nickname.
I like Viney, actually.
Viney's
you can even misspell. I used to spell my name V-I-N-T-S just for the fun of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's cute,
so,
too.
You know, you can, don't worry about it. Vince. For me, anyway.
Sarah worry about it for Usette, though.
Sarah does seem to think the H is the right way.
No, that is the correct way.
Right, so that's
it actually
important.
Makes the written name look more complete. Like, there's a tall letter at the front and a tall at the bottom with an A-R-A in the middle. It's like it's like a perfect five.
I feel you. Yeah.
I believe that's why I started using the I-E was because it gave the...
Yes, it gives it a nice long run.
Flow.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Pete Davidson. We're going to start with Pete Davidson.
Okay.
So, before he dated Ariana Grande, I just thought he was a dude with sunken eyes on SNL. And I didn't dislike. I actually thought, oh, he's funny. You know, like any of the people on that show are.
You know what the truth is for me? I only heard about this dude who was super young.
Yes.
And
really
already
young.
On SNL, but with tons of drug, alcohol, and mental problems. Thanks to his dad's untimely death during 9/11. So that's all I'd heard of him. And I've since seen him do other things, and then I've heard about his love life. But I still have yet to see him be, like, widely entertaining. Or like,
I agree with you. He's pretty funny.
His name has gotten out there way beyond his talent, at least from what I've seen so far.
I concur. That is a good way of putting it. His name is out there way beyond his talent. He's mildly funny. He has a couple amusing things. They've beaten a couple of his somewhat amusing things to death on that show. Mm. There's this thing where he's like, okay. Like, people are fluttering around him saying this and that, and he's just the dope going, okay. So I have to say what I've seen here is pretty funny. Now, I'm not going to give him credit for it because Paper Magazine is the ones who should get the credit for it. I'm going to hand you this is the cover of Paper Magazine, which, by the way, isn't on paper. I believe this is an online magazine. I don't know. I don't buy a lot of magazines. But flip through. So one of the myths or legends or what have you about him is that he's got a giant one. Mm-hmm. And in the cover of Paper Magazine, in fact, in all the pictures, they do a whole photo shoot where he is a Ken doll. So if you can imagine the world's ugliest Ken doll with sunken in eyes with big purple bruised looking holes around them. But his neck is on a swivel and his hands are, they have that articulation thing going. His feet end in his actual feet and they show him nude with, like, little drawn-on tattoos on his plastic torso and then the Ken doll groinal area, which was merely the suggestion of... I don't even know what is the suggestion of a smoothness. I don't know what to say. But he does attract gorgeous women.
Well,
he says
yes. He's had quite a year, but I don't know about how.
Well, listen, he's with is her name Kaya
Gerber?
Kaya Gerber, yeah, Cindy Crawford's daughter. I don't know how that's going to go. They're at least they seem
it's
to
not
be close
gonna
to
go.
The close
She's
to the
young.
Right age.
I think that that's one of the. I mean, he's gone from. I guess I have to bite my tongue. He went from a woman who was coming out of a divorce in her 40s,
mm-hmm.
Beckinsale, right? Mm-hmm. To Gerber, who's 18.
Mm-hmm. And he was with that incredibly gorgeous daughter of Andy McDowell, Margaret Qualley, I think her name is. That chick's smoking hot. Like, I think she's hotter than Ariana Grande. Mm. Although Ariana, like, it seemed like they were having fun. That seemed fun. That seemed like that would last forever. In the new issue of Paper Magazine, he says, when I'm in a relationship, I treat the person I'm with like a princess. I try and go as above and beyond as possible because that's what you're supposed to do. If you're in a relationship with someone, you're just supposed to make that person feel as special as possible. I love licking faces. That's not the way to make people feel special. Please don't lick faces. Remember when Hooman was telling us that he's a face licker? Like, that
no.
All around the person's mouth and chin.
I'll
never forget it because I was just like, you know, he was talking about how, you know, you're so romantic and you got to use a lot of tongue or whatever gross thing he was saying that day. And then all of a sudden, he was talking about how, like, her face has to be wet from the tip of her nose down under her chin. I'm like, oh, my God.
Gross.
Because, you know, when someone spit dries on your face, it smells like the inside of their mouth. It's super stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Super stinky. Like, please don't lick anybody's face.
Yeah. I'm not going to defend whatever it is he said that broke you, it sounds like. But I will say that you have a negative view of kissing. You do.
I don't.
You've said that it's all about the kiss. But the truth is, you're always like, nah, we don't really kiss. And I'll kiss for a minute, but I don't kiss. And to me...
No, I don't make out anymore. We don't lay around making out.
I don't
we
either.
We do kiss, and
but
we
I
use
want
tongue.
I want a soul kiss.
But the tongue is not... on the outside of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's not on my cheek or up my nose or in my ear. Like, gross.
Yeah, I'm
is
not.
Is it because he's so young? Like, he just, no one has gone, don't lick my face ever again.
I don't know.
Gross. That sounded like a bitch slap. Oh, blech. They tried to ask him about Ariana Grande, but he said he's not interested in making public statements about his relationships. All he would say is, I hope she's well. I hope she's very happy. So he also admits that he used to pleasure himself to Leo DiCaprio.
What?
Yeah. You got to read the article. And but what do you think about those
pictures? Have you ever done that?
To Leo DiCaprio? No. Mm-hmm. He's not my, that's not my type.
I've never done it either.
What do you think about the, I think that some of those pictures are so funny. And there's a girl in there.
I think
her name is like.
It. I don't think much. Oh, here it is. I don't think much of it. Like I said, he's fine, but
I think
he
it's
only makes
really
the
funny.
News because. He seems to make the news. I don't. It's not like such a wild talent. And he keeps getting acting parts, too.
He does.
What is he in that just... We were just hearing he's in something else.
Yeah. I feel like I heard something last week or so.
But well, good for him. I mean, I don't know what the deal is,
he's
but...
He's got the Suicide Squad coming up.
Yeah,
he's
that!
King
That's
of Staten
here.
Island. One... Two, three, four, five movies. He was
oh my
in this
God!
Year.
Well, he wasn't the breakout star in any of them. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson, everybody. Apparently, he's got a big hog, and they're hiding it well under plastic. Oh, sorry, chaunch. They're hiding it under a plastic body. I think those pictures are so funny because it's like the most unlikely head to ever be on a Ken doll. And then there's a female model in it. They had her name in there somewhere, but like Julie Fox or something. And
I don't
she's like
her.
She's like a Kim Kardashian. They've modeled the Barbie doll body after Kim. It just has this huge ass, and she's like stepping on his crotch. And I'm going to hand you a picture,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to tell me who you think it is. There's a just somebody's mugshot.
Oh boy!
It's a known person, but I don't think I'd ever seen the face before. But Brynn showed me the thing. I'm like, oh my God, is Matt Nathanson's less attractive brother under arrest? Like, doesn't he look like Matt Nathanson?
Well, I see why you think that. But no, I don't recognize this person.
Well, his name is Sam Hunt. You got that song ready to roll? Body like a back road. This guy.
Oh, this is a country music star.
He is. And we used to play this song incessantly.
Uh-huh.
Sam Hunt was arrested early yesterday morning in Nashville, charged with driving under the influence and having an open container. The mugshot is, he looks actually sort of mellow and happy in it. Like, it reminded me so much of Matt Nathanson, except without the wild hair. Like, yeah, I love him. Right. This guy's got a full beard, but through the eyes, and he just has that sort of dopey smile that Matt Nathanson has. Somebody saw a car driving in the wrong lane, so they called the cops, and then the police looked for the guy. And he was still driving on the wrong side of the road and was swerving in and out of lanes, and so they pulled him over. Surprise. According to the report, he had bloodshot eyes and smelled of, quote, an obvious odor consistent with alcoholic beverages. He also admitted he'd been drinking recently, and then there were two empty cans of beer on the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Cops said he fumbled around while attempting to give them his driver's license, even though it was sitting in his lap. And then he tried to hand over a credit card and a passport instead. They did do a field sobriety test. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. Don't drive drunk. His blood alcohol content was 0.173, which is more than twice the legal limit. He was booked into jail about 6:30 in the morning and got out about 3 hours later, $2,500 bond. And he's got to go back to court for all the fun stuff January 17th.
I don't know. I know it's terrible. I know you're not supposed to, but that's the problem with drinking and driving is the people who've had some drinks think they can do anything.
Yeah,
they
know,
think they can bone that girl across the room, drive their car, and also watch me jump this fence without touching it.
Hold my beer.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the problem with it is...
Those are the emergency room visits.
Right.
Popculture.com has all kinds of fan reaction. He was called to task for being a danger on the road, which is fair. But the trolls also said that's probably the most country thing you've ever done so far.
Oh.
So that's great. We're praising this now.
He's not nearly country enough until he's gotten a DUI.
Apparently.
Okay.
Post Malone just gets richer. He likes to play beer pong. He's a beer guy, you know, as we've been hearing quite a bit lately.
I've played a lot of beer pong in my day as well.
Is beer pong where you bounce the ball and try and sink it in a cup, or how does it work exactly? Or is it you're just playing ping pong and trying to hit with the paddle? What's the deal?
We used to play beer pong that a beer was on the table while you played the game, and I don't even remember what made you. I think we just played ping pong
to
with
drink.
Beer.
With
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, but I don't know that. I think beer pong is, as you're saying, you have to
kinda
bounce
like
the ball
quarters, but
and
further
get it
away.
Into the person's cup.
Right.
All right.
But we didn't do it that way. And I can't really remember because I'm...
It seems like having a beer on a ping pong table is just a recipe for disaster for the ping pong table.
Right.
I mean, if you're actually playing ping pong.
We never played ping pong with the beer pong. We just had beer there and we tried to throw it into the cup.
Right.
And then the loser had to drink.
So if you sunk one, that person would have to drink.
But, you know, everybody wants to drink
the beer that
anyway,
had the gross
so
ball
really
in it.
Right, everyone wants. That's the thing.
It's like, hurry up and get in mine. I'm thirsty. Well, he loves beer pong. He challenged one of his up-and-coming artists. He has his own stable of people he's growing.
Who's this?
This is Post Malone.
Okay.
He challenged some artist of his. The guy's name is Tyla Yahweh to a $50,000 game of pong before their Wednesday night concert at the Forum in Los Angeles. And Post Malone won. There was a huge... So they did this the concert. This was at the concert pre-party. So backstage at the venue. And because this is how you get ready for a show, you get wasted. Billy Idol was there, Rich the Kid, Niall Horan, Mike Studd, and Diplo. They were all hanging around the table as they went back and forth. I guess it came down to the wire. And when... The thing was over. I guess in the very last pong throwing, Post Malone won $50,000. And unlike, I guess that he did a $20,000 NFL playoff wager with YG that took 9 months to collect. Finally, he shamed the guy into sending him the money. Yeah. This dude just went boop, 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 and sent the guy $50,000.
Oh.
Nice.
That's a guy named Tyla. Tyla Yahweh. Had the money on hand. The good-looking hot criminal? Is that what?
Jeremy Meeks?
Hot convict?
Yeah, something like that.
Jeremy Meeks. He's going back to court.
What do you do now?
Well, he ruined two cars. He's being sued by WeHo Auto Rental. So he's not going back for like a thing where he's going to get thrown in jail, I guess. This just sounds like a lawsuit. he has a co-defendant in this. I'll get to him in a second. So WeHo Auto says that Meeks rented a 2016 Porsche Cayenne and a 2019 Mercedes-Benz in September and got in accidents with both vehicles. Mm. They say one accident occurred September 5th, the other on September 10th. I guess the Porsche wreck, I believe it went down on the 10. And people were taking photos of this, so there's photographic evidence. When cops in Stockton busted Meeks back in 2014, they busted him with his friend. And the guy's name is Terry Joe Bailey Jr.
Okay, Terry Joe. How's he doing?
Terry Joe is also being sued. He's a co-defendant in this, I guess. Either he was driving one of the cars or they were together in both the cars or maybe he's being charged with something else. But it's just so funny because, like, you don't leave your friends behind, I guess. You know, this dude is not married to, but at least in some kind of, at least a co-parenting relationship with a billionaire, an heiress.
Oh, they never married.
I don't believe they married. In fact, she was seen.
They broke up for some reason.
Well, they might have because she was seen on a yacht kissing some dude who looks exactly like the good-looking criminal.
Her name is Chloe Green.
But I thought you said that you reported that there was a statement after that they are still very much together.
He said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. they're fine.
Apparently.
They're a thruple. She's allowed
to, they're apparently a thruple is the new thing to be in, Ben. So he actually, I guess, Top Shop, is that like a sports thing?
Top Shop. I don't know it.
Well, that's what she has all her money from. Oh. But they have a kid together. And so he's...
Women's clothing, it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, women's clothes. A Top Shop. Oh, all right.
That makes you a billionaire?
Well, I guess so. Maybe they have other holdings, too. All She's right. an heiress to it, by the way. She didn't... It's not like she created the company or, okay. you know. She's just well taken care of. So when he was arrested on felony weapons charges, when Jeremy Meeks was arrested, this Terry Joe Bailey guy was arrested with him on the same charges.
So they're boys.
Yeah. He did not get anywhere near. I mean, this is the first time I've ever even heard that there was another guy arrested with him, but he's been arrested with him again, or at least sued with him again. So it sounds like they're still hanging out. It's his ugly friend.
Everybody's ugly next to him.
I know. And congratulations to Chris Brown. He bites chicks. His second child has been born. He and the woman, who is an ex of his now, were very subtle in their sharing of the news about
this. They broke up while she was pregnant.
They did. Fun, right? She's beautiful. Here is a picture of her and a picture of what he posted. So her name is Amika Harris.
What was the girl that he was with for a long time that it seemed like they couldn't break up?
Rihanna?
No, after Rihanna. There was one girl who was with him for a long
Karrueche
time.
Tran.
Karrueche Tran.
She looks like Karrueche.
She does. He's got a type for sure. The girl's super pretty.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. But when I looked at that picture, I was thinking, that's the girl.
Mm.
That's the girl he's been with all this time, right?
It turns out no.
But it's not. Okay.
So she is his ex, though, one of his exes, gave birth to their son. It's their first kid together. They shared cryptic messages on social media yesterday, seeming to announce the birth of their baby boy. He posted a picture of himself smiling. Did you see that? So this is what he posted. It's just him smiling down at something in his hands, and it turns out it's his kid. So the kid's not in the picture, but it's like him smiling and looking down at something off camera with the caption of the date. 10/2019, and right after that he shared a picture of himself wearing a hoodie with the word born embroidered on it. She also alluded to the child's birth on Instagram, writing, "I was in love when I first saw you," and that was it. No details or anything. This is her first kid. He's got a 5-year-old daughter named Royalty with Nia Guzman. Doesn't she live down in like Arizona or Texas or something?
Texas or something, I thought.
It's good. They should love their kid.
Sure.
And that
I like the way he's looking at that
yeah,
kid.
I mean, that's...
Probably will not bite that child.
Let's hope.
I can't guarantee it, but... What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Storms on the way. We could have some actual snow. I mean, man-made snow is actual snow, too, but we might have some snowfall, plus the Tesla truck,
oh, yes.
and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, it's a happy, 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 happy Friday. Actually, it's the kind of Friday that you're like, okay, I'll go to happy hour. All right, you guys, you talked me into it. Tonight, 6 to 8 at the Lookout in San Francisco, 3600 16th Street. Come in and enter for a chance to win tickets to Alice in Winterland starring Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash, plus passes to the Sarah and Vinny pre-party. This is one of those most excellent things that you sign up for. So you're hanging out for, you know, a little 6 to 8 p.m. happy 2 hours, and you could walk out of there with a nice Alice in Winterland pack. That is tonight at the Lookout in San Francisco.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, oh, good, the SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Visit the SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart for extra savings on Black Friday. Sarah, that's not to be confused with Blackout Friday. This Friday won't require you to write an apology email the next morning. Visit sfgcjm.com.
I think they take notes on this all year long.
Yeah, they
do. Save them up.
sfgcjm.com. San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Mm. It's not Blackout Friday.
No.
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Today, as you say, it's Friday and you celebrate. I also want to point out for many people, it's also Frozen Day. Frozen Day. Frozen 2 Day, I should say. Mm. This is a day that has been a long time coming. I mean, that movie... I don't know when the first one came out, but...
It's been a few years. It's not like they rushed this one out.
When we talked about it yesterday, it was like, man, I've seen the first one, truly seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an exaggeration. It's
That
it's
might even
fallback.
Be a low guess.
Yeah, probably. So it's good that there's a new edition. And actually, one of the things that came out was like a short.
Yes.
Which was... It's not enough, you guys. I mean, this kid
was
needs
that any
a,
good?
It was fine. It wasn't great, though, and it wasn't a movie.
Right.
It was a short. You know what shorts are? They're a little teeny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks a like Frozen nothing. Was out in 2013, Ben.
Okay.
Holy.
So right when that kid
years
was born.
Ago. Damn.
Anyway, it's Frozen 2 Day, everyone.
Woo.
PG&E says it's now restored power to 120,000 people whose electricity was cut because of windy, dry weather. So we're back. Good news.
And supposedly rain next week, right?
So here's the deal.
Okay.
Forget about the rain because there is a little bit of that and that's great news. Storms could bring 2 to 3 feet of snow to Lake Tahoe on Thanksgiving week.
Oh, that's what we need.
They
Please.
Say it looks like a superstorm of snow that we've been waiting for. They're saying 2 to 3 feet could blanket Tahoe starting Tuesday through Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, that's great
It'll
news.
Be a sequence of storms that could have snow falling in the Sierra for 4 or 5 days in a row. I looked up the forecast on an app, which we know not to trust, but here is the... The blue is
beautiful.
The snowfall.
Yeah, it's great. Look at that. That looks... Very promising.
So it starts Tuesday. So if your Thanksgiving plans include a trip to Tahoe,
Yahoo.
You'll need to be checking the weather and the chain requirements and planning accordingly.
But like you said, a lot of the resorts already have some runs open. So, or they were going to start this the Thanksgiving
about,
weekend.
Almost 2 weeks
ago.
I
read down the full announcement. There's
plenty if you want to ski.
They're opening.
Yeah.
But this is going to help a lot.
Yes. Real snow helps.
So I'm a truck guy.
Yeah.
I love trucks.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I've had a bunch of trucks in my day, and I can tell you that what I like about a truck, what I don't like. But for the most part, I'm a truck guy.
Yeah.
I'm also a commuter and can't use a truck for that. So I don't have a truck at the moment.
Yeah.
But I will have a truck again.
Sure.
When I woke up this morning, it's like one of the first things I did was go, oh, I missed the big unveil of the Tesla truck. Cybertruck is what they call it.
So what was your first thought when you saw this thing?
I think I found a joke picture.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, okay, so this isn't real. This looks like some fifth grader's drawing on the paper bag that he used to cover his book.
I thought I found a joke picture because it doesn't look like a truck at all. It looks like a DeLorean.
Yeah, that is what it looks like. Actually, it looks like a stupid DeLorean that someone drew stupidly. Oh, you think that's a DeLorean? No, it's not. Did you get to see? I didn't see any other angles. I saw the story. And
I had to look it up, look for other pictures, because from the side view, you wouldn't recognize this as a truck at all.
No.
Because of the way it's built. When I found another picture, it does have a truck bed. So. Okay. Oh.
It looks like a triangle. It looks like a... Is it an isosceles when it's all stretched out like that? I don't know which one is the...
It's an electric truck. So this is a new sort of spot in the truck market. There are other truck companies trying to, you know, ready their electric truck for the marketplace because that's where a lot of people are going.
Right.
So Ford's going to have an electric truck soon and more. I think GM too.
So what does the tailgate look like?
I can show you a picture.
Yeah, I would love to see it because I've only seen the side view and then I saw the thing where the testing of the armor glass didn't go well.
Here's the weird thing. So first of all, I'm only talking from my opinion, these guys at Tesla must have done test marketing and done interviews with people and figured what would you like in. I think truck drivers, people who drive pickups, are fairly traditional and aren't going to be interested in this.
I'm not
truck.
Looking to arrive at the job site.
That's
in
the
a
back end. See the middle picture there?
Oh yeah.
So it is a truck, but you wouldn't know it from the side view.
I'll tell you something. If he just took away sort of the extended wing, I see blind spots all over this. I think this is going to be a tough truck to see out of. I get that he wants it to look futuristic, but it just looks silly.
Well, I haven't seen it in first of all, let me say this. I like Tesla.
Yeah.
I'm considering one for my commute.
You should get one.
I probably should. Right now I got to get through the year. But I like them. I think if I got a pickup, though, I'm someone who's going to drive it out the beach, and it's going to have a surfboard in it, and it's going to be beat up, and right. I don't want this one.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
Right when I saw it, I went, "Oh, that looks so silly." And now I'm seeing the back view of it, and there's sort of this wing thing because it looks like a triangle from the side, right? So it's very sharp edged looking. But imagine sitting in the driver's seat and trying to see out the passenger side rear window. You would not be able to do that.
Well, so this is just the first unveiling, and I don't know.
Right.
They say they're going for the weekend warrior, not the person who's a truck loyalist. Because, again, those people, if you're a Ford guy, you're a Ford guy.
Yep.
And you wouldn't buy a Chevy if someone gave you a great discount on it. You'd say
or
no.
Or gave you one.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, I'll sell that and buy another
Toyota
Ford.
And Toyota has its own brand loyalists as well, so there's that. But I'm interested to see how they do with it. I hope it goes great for them.
Is Scott Budman going to be talking about this at all? I'd be interested in hearing.
Yeah,
like,
he'll be talking to us.
We heard exorbitant payloads and stuff like that. It can tow 300,000 pounds as though something's on wheels and weighs that much. And that you can put so much stuff in it. And then the whole, the windows are bulletproof. And he throws a steel ball at them and they shatter. Like, I don't feel like that was a great rollout. And frankly, I think that might be the ugliest car I've ever seen. It just looks silly.
It's, for me, I immediately thought of a DeLorean.
Yeah.
And went, doesn't he know that's already been released?
There will 100% be people who are like, I'm buying that. I don't care.
Oh, of course.
That is it's a Tesla. It's a pickup truck. It's cool. No one else has one. I'm getting one.
I don't doubt that Tesla already has its brand loyalists as well.
Sure.
And there might be people among them who want a truck. I can't say. But they must know that. I mean, look, I don't know why they were making flamethrowers, but they sold out. Why were they making surfboards? I don't know, but they sold out. So there are people out there who will go, Tesla did.
Oh, Tesla.
Elon Musk did something.
I'll do it.
I'll buy it.
No problem.
Hand it over.
We're going to Mars. Great.
Cadillac made a truck.
Oh, did they?
And it kind of looks like that. It had that kind of slope.
The Escalade?
The Escalade truck. Mm-hmm. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
very small bed, though. It was like,
well, right.
Not even useful.
Right. And it had kind of this weird sloped.
This looks like an El Camino that got the nose smashed flat.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mm.
Then again, if it performs great and it's got a long charge, people will love it.
Yep, I guess. It's like I thought the iPad would never catch on. I'm like, that's stupid. And then, you know, look at me, 3 iPads later. And
well,
like, maybe this will be
the
huge.
iPad, too. And
I know.
Same with the dumb watch. I would never buy that. I didn't buy it. It was given to me, and now I have one and wear it every day.
Right. So maybe I'm just stupid and I don't know what people want, but I don't think they want triangle cars. I will say, though, that, you know, I expected cars to look wonky like that by now. You know, we're well into the 2000s. I felt like, oh, well, of course we'll have futuristic looking cars. And that is one. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So this story made national news because on the football field, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns were having a game. And in the last 1 minute of the game, a fight erupted that was ugly.
Yeah.
Really ugly. Now we're hearing, as Myles Garrett, the guy who ripped the helmet off that quarterback from the Browns, the player, and swung it at the quarterback and hit him on the head with his own helmet. We now hear, as this guy was trying to defend himself and get his suspension shortened, he's saying that at the
moment
boiling point
happening
of all of this was that the quarterback, Mason Rudolph, called him the N-word. And that's when he lost it. Mason Rudolph is a white guy, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Myles Garrett, the defensive player, again, who swung the helmet and hit him on the head, he says, my anger was due to a racial epithet. He didn't come right out and say it was the N-word to the reporters. This is what he said in his suspension meeting, and then that's been leaked to the media.
Mm.
Mason Rudolph and his reps are denying that word or any other word instigated the fight. I don't know what to say about that other than that's super ugly. That makes this incident even uglier.
Right.
And the problem I have initially with it is Mason Rudolph plays in a predominantly African-American sport.
Sure.
It makes no sense for him to be using that word when most of his fellow teammates are African-American.
The guy who's holding them apart, I think, is African-American.
The guy who comes to his defense is African-American.
Yeah, it doesn't. So what I don't like about this is, if he really did, that's ugly and gross and despicable. If he didn't, and this guy is saying that to get he's doing nothing to help race relations. I mean, he's just firing people up. Like, this is not. It's like, it kind of reminds me, stupidly, of the Jussie Smollett thing. Like, to say all this racial stuff was said, and I'm this, and I'm the lynching rope, and I mean, don't do that. Stop it. We're having enough trouble, and people are trying to, you know, keep cool heads and be cool, and it just does nothing. It does nothing for anything except make things worse.
For him, I'm sure he was thinking, if he's using that, look, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't know either.
I can't say if this guy said that, and maybe he did. There's plenty of racists in the world.
Sure.
So I know that there was a player on the Philadelphia Eagles a while back, and I wish I could think of the guy's name. He was caught on video using that word, and it completely ruined his career.
Oh.
He was a white guy on the Philadelphia Eagles. He was, I think he was at a country music concert or maybe what do they call those?
A hoedown?
No, Shindig. Not a hoedown. Weirdo.
Square dance.
Some kind of like a festival.
I don't know,
but I don't even remember. But it was a video of him, and it went wide, and he was drunk, and he admitted, I shouldn't have. But
is it Riley Cooper?
That's the guy.
Caught on tape saying racial slurs at Kenny Chesney concert.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
That's the guy. And he is, again, a white guy in a predominantly African-American sport.
Yeah, you can apologize for it all you want. Your teammates are going to go, get the F away from me.
We do not have your back.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, someone's coming to tackle you. Let me just step over here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's, you know.
I don't know what this means for Mason Rudolph. I would think that his teammates know him well enough to know whether this is something he's capable
right.
of. But we haven't heard them speak out yet.
Don't they have helmet mics?
Not on all of them, no.
Okay.
In fact, they actually occasionally pick a person, mic them, and then that becomes part of the television broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, let's check in on. And they usually have to edit it because mostly what I think you're hearing is breathing, heavy
right.
breathing and grunting. So you have to wait for a moment.
Probably
where
some
that person,
salty language.
Probably yes. that as well. Although, anyone who has said, yes, I'll let you mic me, probably knows that they can maintain themselves.
Right.
While we're on football real quick, the Niners and Packers have the biggest game of the year, like so far for the Niners. Niners-Packers, it's huge.
Go Niners!
Raiders play the Jets, the Pats play the Cowboys, and okay. in the 122nd playing of the big game, Cal versus Stanford this Saturday.
Oh, boy. I mean, no wonder my kid's so excited.
Oh, is he? You're going?
No.
Will you start tailgating early?
We won't.
Will you be so ripped by game time you need to stay in the car?
Do you want me to say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be madness.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I was having a hard morning because of something that happened last night, and I'm trying to get out of my pity party, and then Jump comes on. That is my childhood song.
Oh.
I was like 7 when it came out, and I would jump up and down in my aunt's bed and scream it. David Lee Roth was my childhood crush. Thanks for always making my day, especially today.
Aww.
Happy vacation, Christy from Napa.
All right, Christy from Napa. Thanks for listening. Glad that we could have a small hand in you having a good day. Low, low, low with the punches.
Mm.
That's so funny that she loves this song. This is like this is where they jumped the shark for me.
Yeah.
It's like
too much keyboards.
Just
is that it?
A lot of keyboards. Yeah.
A lot of people felt that way.
Yeah.
And then they got more keyboards and got rid of David Lee Roth and got actually more success.
They did. It's true.
But
they had big albums with Sammy Hagar.
If you remember, later, Eddie went on to say, I don't even want anything to do with that phase of Van Halen. And they got David Lee Roth back.
Mm.
So.
Well, he is a moody bastard.
Mm-hmm. Sick
changed my
as
mind.
Well.
Yes,
so.
Very, very sick.
Oh, boy.
He seems like a pill, though, in general. Like, it seems like he and his brother can't keep a relationship going with anybody. Even Michael Anthony, who's like, hey, I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
I'm like, you're out. My kid's going to play bass now.
It's interesting how many people have come to Michael Anthony's defense against the accusations that Eddie lobs.
Well, Eddie wanted his son in the band, so he just had to come up with some kind of thing about Michael Anthony. Sammy's like, hey, man, come on. We'll commiserate together. Come play in a band with me, and we'll just talk about those guys all the time.
They do well. I guess
sure.
The Circle is the name of the band that he tours with.
Yeah, he does. He's that one and Chickenfoot, and I want to say that Michael Anthony's in both of those.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And they do well.
Yeah. They're fine.
They're having fun.
They're having a good time.
Sure.
None of them is hurting for money.
I have to believe Michael Anthony made his fortune long before now, right?
He had to have.
He's
he
not.
He does not need to
okay,
work.
Good.
He and Sammy. Look, you know what? I like when people don't need to make music anymore still make music because they love making music.
Right. You guys might want to cool it on making fun of Pete Davidson's condition because he's not the only one that has that, and you hurt a lot of people's feelings when you say that. What is his condition?
The mental illness thing. We weren't making fun of that. We were saying this is what we knew of him.
Oh, that's what we're...
Or is it that he's got a huge one? So people feel bad about that? They're feeling bad because they're...
I'm not sure. I saw that text. I didn't even know what they were talking about. You know, he does have Crohn's disease, and we didn't mention that.
Oh. He has that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We think my kid has that. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have to... Never mind. We're going to get to the bottom of all of that this vacation.
Oh.
Yeah. Good.
We have to. I mean, yeah. I need to focus on it. It's actually the thing that's...
Sure. It's the thing that's keeping you up at night.
Yes, exactly.
You want your kid to be well.
So that's heavy. Is that why his eyes are all sunken in?
Could be.
I don't know.
I know a few people with Crohn's disease, and they don't look healthy.
No. Oh, really?
Really? Both of them, the two people that I know, insanely thin.
Mm-hmm.
It's eating is very difficult.
Yeah.
Because everything's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look well.
Yeah.
It's a tough, tough disease.
I didn't, when he mentioned that name, I'll tell you, I wasn't really sure what it was.
Mm. Well, you knew it was some kind of colon situation
because that's why we were there, and but when you say, and disease is on the end of it, so yeah. I'm like, this is bad. But I admit I went and I'm looking it up on my phone, mm-hmm. while we're talking, going, oh, this is awful.
Mm.
Oh no. And it's getting worse as I read along. I'm like, oh no. So anyway, that's a trip. You know for a fact he's, mm-hmm. got that. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that would maybe be why he looks sickly.
He does have sort of purplish, bruisey looking
eyes.
Yeah.
Then what?
Really stands out when he does the blonde hair.
Yes.
The drinking and drugging ain't helping him any.
No. I don't think you're supposed to drink at all when you have that.
Yeah.
And I know one person who did drink.
Oh.
Had a problem with it.
Just made it worse?
Well, he just, look, everything made that guy's life worse. Like, he was one of those people that just could not do anything for themselves.
Mm.
Like, it was horrible. He's still alive.
He smokes a lot of weed, and that helps him.
Right.
Wow. With the Crohn's.
He had said that even when he was trying to quit. He was getting off stuff, and he said, the one thing I can't get off is the weed.
Mm.
Or
something. That sounds familiar.
408 says, yep, I still know all the words to Avril's Complicated.
Turns out you don't forget certain songs.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I am going to start with, I think this is going to blow your head clean off. Like, you are gonna, we're gonna start with a Lil Nas X song.
Oh, okay.
And with the story we think we know about it gets more and more interesting.
Okay.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.